Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
On the line, we're joined by Bishop David Malaza. Bishop, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Evening, servant of the Most High God and your beloved listeners by Radio Pulpit.
Yeah, Mfundis, last week you was on fire. The topic was on fire. We talked about the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and it's something that we'll be continuing with this evening, the revelation of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit getting people's attention, bringing them to the upper room. And while they were there, the guys started to speak in these guys' languages. It was the languages that those guys were speaking. And now that's how they got saved.
First time Baba Uka on Abarin.
Yes, yeah, that was powerful. First time Baba Uka. Now go with Tinza Basaba. So when he comes on you, and the reason why he chooses the head, Mfundisi, I think that one needs a very serious revelation. I don't know what else. The fire burns on our heads. Maybe religion and doctrines and all the things that we got from men. When he comes on our lands on our heads, then we start to speak sense and make sense in what you're talking about. Maybe that's what we need at the moment. The fire from on high just literally, you know, land on our heads. And please.
we are facing one of the most challenging times of our lifetime, Mruti Moabi, especially as the body of Christ at large. And I strongly believe, if we really understood what we were dealing with and what we were assigned to do, if we took some time and try and understand what now what was our calling all about before Rika Latela Mudumo, because the one of the biggest challenges, but you know, sometimes how bitsua ntho ya pele etsang ke hotla, and then how qeta hotla o batla ho utlwa gore na o bitseditswe. So when we talk about the revelation of the Holy Spirit, Mruti Moabi, re bua ka the fulfillment of the promise. Remember, this is what Jesus promised us, you know, and his disciples, as his disciples were. Now I need to give way for the one who needs to come after me. And then Hayena, he will be able to cover all the places at the same time. Because Jesus, since he was 100% God and 100% man, somehow he was limited, you know, in space. He was supposed to be in Galilee, then he will travel from Galilee to go to Nazareth. Then he was doing a lot of traveling. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to be omnipresent. So he's going to cover each and every area where we really need him. And as the Church of Christ at large, this reminds me, Mruti, with this man, it reminds me of the man by the name of Daniel. Remember Daniel in the book of Daniel chapter 6, verse number 3. The Bible says, Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers. Because of Daniel's great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Now, I love this other translation, Mruti Ering. You know, I believe it must be on Barking Amplified. You know, the Amplified, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Let me repeat this one, Mruti Moabi. Remember, when you are a student of the word, it says that then Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Now, this is what, you know, will always distinguish us from the masses. You know, the spirit of excellency. And we all know that God is the God of order. Muruti, where there is excellency, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, Ihona, who move freely without us, you know, even praying. You know, where there is order, you know, things start unlocking without us going to fast for 40 days. Mudimu ki mudimu wa order. And if only we can realize as the church of God at large, Hore, all that we needed all along, it was the spirit of excellency, so that we can be distinguished from the rest. If we go into our government, if we go into our street committees, if we go in each and every organization, they are here to represent us. We need the spirit of excellence. We need people by Loring. They are going to be leaders without titles. I think one of the worst scenarios that we have dealt with for the longest of time is people who are so, you know, obsessed ka issue ya the title, but understanding, you know, the spirit of excellency. Mm-hmm. And now the revelation of the Holy Spirit is the revelation of excellence.
And I normally say this, Mfundi Swam, that we have reduced him to just speaking in tongues and falling down. But when you read the Bible, he's more than just that. And you look at even in the during the time of Moses. What did the Most High say to Moses? He said, choose so and so because my spirit is in him, and then he'll be able to do some craft work. And I'm just paraphrasing what he said there.
Yes,
but
from the early
books or early scriptures, the Holy Spirit has always been seen as somebody who is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of excellence, and all that.
Definitely.
But today, how we ended up, you know, equating him to just, reducing him to just falling down and then speaking in tongues, I really do not know, Mfundisi, because that's not who he really is. Then you fall down. And that's the end of it. But if we have the Holy Spirit of the Bible, Mfundisi, we should be advising the kings. And sometimes you listen to us, Hari Promuta Molerere, we should advise the kings. You listen to our own advices and like, this advisor will not say, I mean, they can't take us anywhere. And that is to say to us, Hori, we really need to go deeper with regard to seeking the Holy Spirit of the Bible, not our own Holy Spirit.
Muruti, we are dealing ka something that is more spiritually, you know, orchestrated than the physical manifestation that everybody wants to be a hero. What we are dealing with here as Africans, you know, as this continent here, Africa, we are dealing with the principalities and powers that wants to render us useless, that wants to render us, you know, as people who will be forever indebted, you know, but and then repele happy as beggars. But if there is anything new that we must experience, then it must come somewhere. If there is any technology that we need to experience, then it must come somewhere. Because now we are so limited in thinking. When we come together, you know, as the body of Christ, we tend to focus only on one gift. If somebody, you know, if somebody got the gift, they all want to ascend pulpit and preach, where people, you know, claim that they are called. But the truth of the matter here is that, I mean, we are all gifted in many ways, and sometimes we are gifted to become, I mean, the scientist. you know, the philosophers. I mean, you name them all. We are gifted to become the best engineers. We are gifted to become doctors. You know, we are gifted to become problem solvers. It is all about the spirit of excellency. So now, if we truly understand the revelation of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our churches, then we wouldn't have this all crisis today, Murut, where we normally come, God, a shout, and but the economy, it is still dropping. People are still highly indebted. People, they are still jobless. You know, people, they are losing their properties. You know, the banks, they come and repossess the goods. I mean, there are a lot of elements that are missing. There are people who don't understand the power of money. People need to relate with money, because money is energy. And people who don't relate to it, then money, regard them as enemies, then that is why they remain in lack, for the longest of time. Now, those are the gifts. We need people who will come and teach us about, you know, financial literatures, you know, people who will guide us into power to propel us to the heights of wisdom and understanding. But if we don't have the revelation, Muruti, yeah, the Holy Spirit, then the people by luring, you know, they are looking at us, people that we are trying to reach out to. But the bigger picture of what the kingdom is all about, they remain frustrated. Our language remains foreign to them, because now, I mean, I always say this, Muruti Ore, you cannot extract from men what you cannot bring into focus. And now here we have a picture. We have people by Lauren, they will come and echo the same sentiments that were said many years ago, as if our God is the God who only spoke once and then now he's quiet. I mean, we don't get that fresh word of God where somebody will come up with solutions. Right now, we're dealing with the crisis, the pandemic, you know, and pandemic is clearly exposed our. People were only relying more than your 8-to-5, you know, kind of a setup. People were only relying for somebody who came and borrow, kapa hire nor buy some of the hours, because each and every individual, 24 hours. You are the boss of that 24 hours. Everything overcome within that 24 hours will surely yield the results. But people, by Lauren, they are far much smarter. They come and say, look, I mean, Godfrey Mwabi, give back 8 hours here, and this is how much I'm going to pay you. But here is the challenge now. If they take 8 hours of your time, you are only left now with 16 hours. And now with 16 hours, that means now we're so short that because somebody else who own 8 hours here and only eight hours here, I add out my 24 hours here. Now you find people by Loring, they have more than like 1,000 people working for them. All those 1,000 people, back in the 8 hours, now these people, they remain richer, and now they remain circled for all the generations to come. That is why, because of the we cannot mention names, but there are names in this country. This swimakara wealth from one generation to another, because somebody else will realize, if I tap into their hours, then that is when I'm going to own them. But now here we are, Muruti Mabe. Are we that generation? Hey, Lauren, now as much as we know the power of God, as much as we know that whenever we pray, Mudimu Waruga, but everything is collapsing while we are still watching. I mean, things are falling apart.
I agree
you
with him,
Fundisi. Going into our township is a mess.
I agree with him, Fundisi. And blame can be squarely put on the pulpit, what is it that you have been teaching? Because people respond to what they hear and what they know. If the Holy Spirit of the Bible was the one that has been preached and been taught to the masses over the years, we wouldn't be where we are today. I think we really need to go back to, you know, the drawing board and Ronari Butahoramare, who called us and what are we called to do? And of course, what we are teaching people, is it something that is there in the Bible, or is something that we get from people? I'm not going to mention names and all that, but I think it's about time that we really look at these things, because had we listened to the Holy, like Mfundis, the problem is there are nations, they know what they are known to be praying nations. But it ends there. Their prayer doesn't translate to people's lives being changed. I mean, there is a lot of poverty and all that. So somebody was saying to some of this so-called praying nation, these guys, they spend too much time on top of the mountains. Whereas where the way they live, I mean, the place they live in, Fundisi, is deteriorating, which is something Senor, is of great concern to us, Hore. Can they, when we pray, what does the Holy Spirit tells you when you are praying? Because when you are praying to the Holy Spirit of the Bible, he'll tell you exactly what you need to do. What is it that needs to be changed? But some of us were just praying for the sake of praying, Fundisi.
Sometimes, Muruti, we are not about to buy loring, you know, banally gift your grammar, you know, when they hear somebody abuan to buy in country, but matakayona, lebupakibuna babu kadima sometimes, you know, babu copper, then babu bopaka, kabupa give us somebody somewhere. And but if we want to come back to the basics, Muruti, we'll realize, or if each and every individual can start sweeping, you know, their doorway, then the whole world will be clean. We are dealing with a serious crisis here. The matter that we are dealing with, Africa is in bondage, and Africans are in bondage, and now we need spiritual intervention. Now the revelation of the Holy Spirit upon the church and individuals, it needs now to raise the people of high, or maybe let me put it, people of godly character. People will come root and become, you know, the trendsetters. I mean, to open people's minds. I mean, there is serious crisis there, because our people, they live from hand to mouth. And those are the people, by Lord, we still want to take from them. These are the people that we keep on promising them that your car is coming, your house is coming, your money is coming. And when they are shouting, we are taking from them the little that they have. We come until we even say to them, go and borrow and bring that money here, and God will bless you. But if and only if we had the mandate of God to come and empower leaders, because it's an individual Murudiki leader within his or her own right. If God, saw it fit for me to be conceived, for me to be unleashed from the cosmic womb into the physical womb, and for me to come, okay, I'm only fasting Lena Muruti, look, fascinating questions, where when you land here, the trees will ask you questions, the grass will ask you questions. Well, what are you here to offer? If people can start thinking about their purpose of existence, what about why am I here? Kieta Inka 24 hours here. Well, it is given. It is given. This is something that people need to cherish. This is something that people need to protect. Don't allow people to step into your time and mess you up. Don't waste. I mean, there are people batswang baroba labaja, Murutu, wasting nakoyabona, and the more awaradi tsamaya nakoyatsama. I learned to understand that if you are 40 years old, that means to say usopiti matati an 9,500. And now if you times that 9,500 with 24, then you get the number of hours. Murutelo Rudi Petri, and you have got nothing to show. But the sad part is that when you reach, I mean, 8 years, if you double that number and now you are now 80, you have lived already now 19,000 days. And then something like 960 months. Now imagine the hours, and still people have got nothing to show. They've been preaching, they've been praying and believing for a miracle, but they never implemented this thing because we lack something, Murutie, the spirit of excellency. People, they want to pray and then barapeloko maiki. As if our God is dumb. I mean, if you are praying, why must you use the mic? If we are interceder, ubaka inko mike. You know, my demon has sorry how
the very same mics that we were criticizing, I need it smaller, so we are using them. Yeah, Muruti.
Now we are causing Thomas. Muruti, where there is havoc and confusion, madimona aga asa invitiwa. Disorder invited demons. You know, where mona ni mofirifiri, who cannot hutsua, osa boni na weta la joang, everybody hayema, linna kina lili ntsui, iri bibili, busi uka ufela, emontari bibili, when are we going to address the issues? Teri dilan leto na, there is no employment, and some of the people here, they were supposed to be employers.
Including the big one, including the big one at the moment, COVID-19. How are we dealing with it? How are we fighting it, Mfundisi?
God have mercy.
Yo, Muruti. Ay, we're shaking.
The language, Muruti, let the language change. Daniel not only had, you know, Daniel not only had Muruti's seniority in this group, but he had superiority because he possessed an excellent spirit. If we can excel in this spirit, Muruti, I'm telling you now, Africa will rise, because in Africa, this is where everything is. There are minerals. You name them all. They are here. This is the land of milk and honey. But the only thing that we lack in this country, the only thing that we lack in this continent, is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
Ruach HaKodesh.
Jesus.
Bishop of the Bishop, thank you very much, Mfundisi. Your contact details, please.
072-316-317. Thank you so much.
Baruti ba buile. The speakers have spoken. It's up to us to really go and do what the Spirit has told us to do. Manakung erfita erfita mohane. Up next, Tiki Lala Nathi on AM 657. Arko panakape. Same time, same place next week. Shalom.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.